Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
It's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jeff Bossert. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, everyone. The dollar rose today, rebounding from vicious selling earlier this week, while data showing a plunge in the Eurozone industrial production highlighted economic weakness in the region and pushed the euro lower. Other recent top performers, including sterling and the Canadian and Australian dollars, also fell as oil prices dipped and G8 finance ministers prepared to start a meeting in Italy. And the Labor Department says that U.S. import prices rose 1% in May, but the gain was powered by petroleum prices and underlying import price pressures were more muted. Analysts had forecast import prices would rise 1.3% after a revised 1.1% rise in April, previously reported as a 1.6% increase. May's gain was the largest since a 1.4% advance in July 2008. Recent declines in the dollar might press import prices higher and contribute to inflation, but year-over-year import prices decline by a record 17.6%, record 17.6%, indicating little threat of this at the moment. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 87.46. That's down 25. The NASDAQ is at 18.46, down 16. The S&P 500 at 9.39. That's down 6.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is AM 580 meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
63 degrees right now in Friends Plaza. The good news is it's going to be dry today. The bad news is more rain is possible over the weekend, especially looks like overnight tonight into the day tomorrow across northern sections of Illinois and Indiana, and then more precipitation possible and scattered variety across the Midwest during the part of next week. The forecast a little wetter for early next week, and some minor timing changes have been made since yesterday, but overall the theme for the next couple weeks has not changed. Frequent rounds of showers and thunderstorms for the next 10 days will maintain favorable environment for aggressive crop development, but late planting will continue to be run rapid, so the farmers that are trying to get their crops in, especially soybean planting, will have a difficult time, as we'll see occasional showers and thunderstorms, which is good for growing, but not so good for finishing up the planting across the Midwest. So fortunately no good news there, but we don't want a big area of high pressure develop across the Midwest either and cut off all precipitation. So we take the good with the bad, I guess. In the Northern Delta, they will receive significant and locally heavy rain during the next few days. This rain will be important for crop development during the remainder of the two-week period as the drying will begin Sunday and will continue to at least June 25th. The Southern Delta will not receive nearly as much rain as the Northern will experience net drying for the next couple of weeks. Isolated showers will return June 21st. But these showers will bring only limited relief from dryness to small portions of the region. Crop stress will likely occur soon in the Southern Delta, while Northern Delta crop areas will likely become stressed if rain does not return in late June. The southeastern states will see significant daily shower activity through next week, and nearly all locations will receive rain at one time or another, and soil moisture levels should promote good crop conditions for crop development. Shower activity will decline June 19th to the 25th time period. High temperatures for next week in the Delta and Southeast will be in the 80s and 90s, and lows will be in the 60s and 70s. In Canada, no major changes have occurred to the forecast. The prairie is about done with a cooler air, and much warmer temperatures will evolve the next few days, with extreme highs getting in the 80s and a few lower 90s this weekend, early next week. The heat will occur in the absence of significant rain, which will steadily deplete soil moisture and raise crop stress throughout the western prairie. Areas that do not receive significant rain will experience worsening conditions, while those areas that did receive rain will find soil conditions drying out rather quickly, restoring the large region of dryness that was present a week or so ago. Relief from the dry and warm weather is possible in the second half of next week when showers and thunderstorms evolve and temperatures trend a little cooler. The precipitation will be extremely important to the driest areas of the western prairie, and if the rain is missed, crop conditions will continue to deteriorate. In the U.S., hard red wheat. No major changes occur during the forecast overnight. Rain and thunderstorms will occur periodically throughout the next couple of weeks. The precipitation will eventually become a concern for some southern crop areas where maturation and harvesting are underway. The wet weather bias is not expected to create major problems until possibly late next week with some greater rainfall that may occur in the southwestern plains. Dry weather is needed in Texas and Oklahoma to protect grain quality and to perpetuate this year's harvest. Dry weather should return in the southern plains in time to protect crops. Temperatures will be trending warmer the next week to 10 days. Highs will be in the return the upper 70s and 80s north and 80s and 90s south next week. Until then, there will be some cooler than usual bias conditions to Nebraska and northeastern Colorado into parts of Kansas today and Friday, which is today. Morning lows will be no cooler than the middle and upper 40s throughout the next 10 days, with many lows in the 50s and 60s. In the U.S. spring wheat belt, limited precipitation and cool temperatures occurred again Wednesday afternoon. Warming in the main theme for the next several days. Not much precipitation of significance is anticipated, and afternoon temperatures will gradually warm from the present cool conditions to more seasonal ranges next week. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oldhoff.
Thank you, Scott. In the Thursday overnight trading session, July wheat from Kansas City opened at 641 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. Last trade up 5 3/4. September at 654 3/4, unchanged. Last trade down 5 3/4. July spring wheat at 733 3/4, up 3/4. Last trade down 6 1/2. July wheat at 592, down 2 3/4. Last trade in Chicago. Last trade down 10 1/4. September wheat at 621 1/2. Down 2 1/4, last trade down 10 1/4. December at 649 1/4, down 1/2, last trade down 9 3/4. March wheat at 666 1/2, up 1/4, last trade down 10 1/4. July wheat at 680, opened at 683 1/2, down 1 1/2, last trade down 9 3/4. July corn at 439 1/2, down 1 1/2, last trade down 3. September at 449, down 1, last trade down 2 3/4. December, 462, down 1 1/4, last trade down 3. March at 474, down 1 1/4, last trade down 3. July corn of 2010, 489, unchanged, last trade down 3. September corn opened at 471, down 3 1/4, last trade down 3 1/4. July soybeans at 1268, up 1, last trade down 1 3/4. August at 1184 3/4, down 3/4, last trade down 2. September soybeans 1124 3/4, unchanged, last trade down 6 3/4. November at 1088, down 1/4, last trade down 7 1/4. January of 2010, 1095, down 1, last trade down 7 3/4. March of 2010, 1099, up 6 1/4, last trade down 7 3/4. July soybean meal at 428, unchanged, last trade down $1.50. August soybean meal at 390, unchanged, last trade down 330. July soybean oil at 38.14, down 6, last trade down 12. August soybean oil at 38, opened at 38.30, last trade, or down 6, rather, last trade down 8. Joining us on the phone now to look at the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Jeff.
So what do you see in the overnight numbers?
Well, I think more than anything, it's profit trading. We've seen the dollar higher. We see crude lower. We see gold lower. It's unusual to see everybody doing that at the same time. And so I think it's just a lot more of the profit taking on the dollar side of things. We have the G8 meeting coming up, and of course, I'm sure that they're concerned that Mr. Gaethner is going to call for a strong dollar and that our government wants to see a strong dollar. I mean, they need to do that. With all the money they've printed, they need somebody to buy our debt. So what's that going to do to grains? Well, grains responded. We saw corn down just a little bit. We saw beans down just a little bit, and same thing with wheat. I guess I would expect to see the date pretty much follow that type of a trend. It's going to be two-sided trade.
We had another analyst projected stocks in the USDA report that came out this week to 800 million bushels area sometime this year. They were projected at 763 million in the May report last year. There was talk of $10 corn when the economy blew up and user demand had collapsed. How high can we go this year if stock estimates come out the same as last year?
Well, I think it's going to be a wild situation. Although I believe that because we've got contraction going on in the the feed sector, that it's going to be tough to see us go that go back up to those $8 to $10 levels. I think we can see ourselves in the $6 to $7 level perhaps, but at the very same time, there's going to have to be some major things that change, and one is going to be we're going to have to get much better beef prices than what we're looking at. The hog situation is going to have to improve price-wise. And if guys aren't hedging themselves at these levels and being concerned about corn prices going up, you know, we're just going to lose more of the feed sector.
Beans are expected higher because end stocks are the lowest in many years. Trend is up because speculators are buying this market with a weaker dollar, but the USDA has reported a second week of export cancellations. So where is it going with the news that the dollar is starting to rebound?
Well, I think when you look at the cancellation situation, you know, we've already met the USDA's numbers for exports, so we can stand to have some cancellations. It's not that is an extremely negative situation. I don't think it's just speculators that are buying beans, especially in the July contract. I think we are seeing commercial buying of beans, and I think we could see a lot more commercial buying of beans. The basis out in the country right now is 60 to 80 over in many places, all the way from Minnesota down in here into Illinois into Iowa. That tells me that there's a terrific need for beans, but they're just not coming to town. So I think we'll continue to see some pushes on the beans just because of absolute need and the shortage that we're currently looking at. They'll ignore the cancellations.
All right. Thanks, Jackie.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Jackie. Jackie Biggs of Stewart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.